If you're not using the Core 4 products for long-term skin health, you're likely very underwhelmed by the results of your skincare routine. Think of building your skincare routine like building a house. You need a solid foundation, otherwise your house will collapse. The same thing applies to your skin. If you're not using the Core 4, your skin lacks the resources to be healthy. So what are the Core 4 products? A vitamin C, SPF, an exfoliant, and a retinoid. These four products protect, repair, and strengthen the skin, and they are the first four products that are really worth investing in because they are the powerhouse of your routine. Barefaced makes it easy to get started with these four essentials with their Bare Necessities Bundle. This bundle can be customized to your skin type when you take the 5-minute skin quiz on barefaced.com. They even break down exactly how to use each product and how to introduce them into your routine. Super simple and effective. Hey, got it from all mama listeners. Get a discount code. Use MAMA15 to get 15% off your first barefaced purchase. There has been so much excitement in the music industry around Tierra Kennedy that I just had to introduce you to her mama and learn more about this beautiful girl and her deep Alabama music roots. When her mama told me that she believes Tierra will be the Beyonce of country music, I was like, yes, that is how big we have to dream for our kids. Natasha and her husband Teddy uprooted the entire family to come to Nashville to support their oldest daughter's dreams. And if you listen to Tierra's new single, you'll learn that Mom Natasha is in great company as the chief secret keeper, along with Jesus and Tierra's therapist. Well, I think that Tierra's brand new single, Jesus, My Mama, and My Therapist, is a good indication of your role in her life. It's pretty important.
Yes. Yes, it is. Thank God.
Yes, absolutely. I love her new song. And the premise of it, for anyone listening who hasn't heard it, first of all, be sure to go listen to it. But it's Jesus, My Mama, and My Therapist Know All About You. So that's her go-to to talk through life and her problems with. Have you always played that role for Tierra in her life?
I have. We've always had that relationship where sometimes she would keep things to herself, but when she was ready to talk about it, yeah, it was like, Mom, we need to talk. So, yeah.
That's a special person to be in your child's life for sure. Yeah. Well, introduce me to your family. You and your husband, Teddy, actually have four girls.
Four girls.
Okay.
My oldest, Shanita, is 33, and then Tierra is number two. And then I have Michaela and Anaya.
Okay, so four girls.
Four girls.
Poor Teddy, right?
That's what we said. We tried to get two dogs to satisfy him, but then I end up getting Maltese. So
got girl dogs.
They're actually boy dogs, but they're so small.
They're little dogs, like a big old lab or something, right? Yeah. So tell me a little bit about Tierra's personality as a child. Was she mischievous and sassy, or quiet and reserved?
She was really quiet and reserved, to be honest. She was one that she kept to herself a lot. She would come out and, you know, do family things, of course. And then next thing you know, she's down in her room listening to music or doing whatever she did.
Always music. Yeah.
Always music.
More so than the other girls. Like that was her thing.
Definitely. Music was her thing.
Yeah. And did you guys have any music in your family as far as, you know, that she was around it a lot or anything?
No. I sang in the choir. And I would sing around the house. Sunday mornings were my thing. I would get up in the morning and turn on that gospel music. But other than that, she just took it on and rode with it.
Yeah. We were talking as we were preparing for getting our mic set up and all that today, but you said you kind of live vicariously through her. And I asked you, does that mean that this is a dream? Like what Tierra is pursuing is something that you wanted to do?
It is. I sang, like I said, as a child. And I wanted to sing, not necessarily country music, but I did love country music because I was the biggest Dolly Parton fan. And my family would always make fun of me because they're like, Dolly Parton, why are you? But I loved everything Dolly.
Really?
Everything yes. I was the biggest fan. I would sit in the room and sing all of her songs. So it was a dream of mine to actually pursue singing, but
so you would have loved to have been on a stage and tour and all the whole thing.
Yeah. But I was so shy, and not very confident in my voice. Mm-hmm. So, of course, singing with the choir, you know, you kind of, that's all kind of masked.
Yeah, you just kind of blend right in.
Yeah,
right?
And every time they would try to get me to sing a solo, I would sing every now and then. But because I was so shy, I really wouldn't, you know, get out there and sing as much as I wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, my heart desired it. But I was so glad when I found out that Tierra had the gift.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, when God gives you a gift and you don't use it, he takes it, you know. But I feel like my baby got that.
Yeah, she definitely did. Yes. She's so incredibly talented. At what age did you see that talent in her?
Elementary school. When she sang her first solo at school, she got the part of Ariel.
Oh.
She wanted to try out for it. And at first, she wasn't confident about it either. And she was like, she kept telling her dad and I, she was like, no, I'm not going to do it, Mom, because I'm not going to get in. We're like, yes, you are. And I knew that feeling. So I'm like, no, we're going to, you know, do whatever it is that we have to do. You're going to try out for it.
Mm-hmm. And part of that was what you had experienced. I guess you're tying that into, you never had the confidence, even though you had a gift, you didn't have the confidence to use it, and you didn't want that to be her story.
I was not going to let her do that.
Yeah.
I was not, you're going to go for this. And she did, and she got it. And ever since she sang that solo, it was like, she's going to do something. She's going to be big.
I feel like so often that's what it is. There's a story of that one time where someone was just brave enough, you know, to try something, and then they find this hole.
And from then on, she took it and she ran with it.
Yeah. Was it always country music for her? Like, what kind of music was she exposed to?
No, it wasn't always country that I know of. Mm-hmm. I mean, when she really got out there, it was country because she said she just likes the storytelling of country music.
Yes.
But singing was just her thing. I mean, she would sing, you know, the gospel music that I had playing on Sunday mornings and, you know, any genre of music, but she really got into country, probably right around high school.
Okay. So around
high school.
And what about the songwriting?
High school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like for so many other girls and even boys, I mean, it's my son's story too. It kind of, the songwriting was kind of a way to express feelings and not really knowing what you're going to do with them, but it was more of a way to, I guess, just express yourself.
Express yourself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She definitely, she said she just likes the storytelling of it. And we were really shocked actually, because we didn't know that she was writing her own songs.
Mm-hmm.
And when she came up, she even taught herself how to play the guitar, which I thought was awesome.
Did y'all buy her a guitar?
We did. Uh-huh. We did. But she came upstairs and she was like, okay, Mom, I wrote this little piece of song. I'm going to sing it for you guys. Tell me what you think. And when she sang it, we were like, you wrote that? And she was like, yeah. And we were like, wow.
It's good.
Wow. So, yeah.
Yeah. And so then were you thinking, she might be kind of serious about this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She was serious about it. And she that was just a little piece of the song.
Uh-huh.
And then she went down and she finished it. And she sang the whole thing for us. And sometimes we would leave home and come back to her in our bathroom because the acoustics.
Yes.
And she would just be singing and playing the guitar. And it's like, girl, you really got something there. Keep it going. And she did.
Yeah. Was there ever anything else that she was going to pursue, or was she headed to college to study something else?
Music.
She was headed
to college to study music. I remember asking Tierra, I knew she wanted to sing. And I asked her, I said, okay, well, if that doesn't work, what are you going to fall back on? What are you going to do? And she was like, I don't have a plan B, Mom. And when she said that, her dad and I knew, okay, she's going forward with this and there's no turning back.
Yeah.
She had no plan B.
It's so funny to hear you tell that story, because it is exactly, I think, that light bulb moment for me, because obviously you're like, well, you're not going to go to college. What are you going to do? Well, there's a lot of talented people in Music City that don't get to live this dream and you don't want your kids to be one of those, you know. But we sat in an office. He was 16 years old with a music executive playing songs. He wanted a publishing deal. He just wanted to be a songwriter. Okay. And so I can remember that, and I see it so clearly, but he looked at him and he said, "Well, Connor, what's your plan B if this music thing doesn't work out?" And he looked right at him with all the confidence in the world. And he said, "Sir, I don't have a plan B." Yep. And I can remember that feeling of, what do you do with that? Nothing. You just encourage the dream.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what we did. Now, she did go to school for a year at UNA, mm-hmm. But she was like, "Mom, I just feel like they're teaching me everything I already know." Mm-hmm. You know, even when we put her in guitar lessons, she didn't like it. She was like, "She's teaching me things I already know."
Because she had the drive and the passion to teach herself.
Yeah, so everything she learned off of YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. So. Yeah. So tell me how a young girl growing up just outside of Birmingham, Gardendale. Right, mm-hmm. is exposed to country music when you look like Tierra looks. Her dream to do this was not probably like the other girls who look like her. And I've heard her talk about how she wants to be an inspiration for other young Black mm-hmm. girls mm-hmm. to pursue their dream no matter what it is.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't play country music in the house. So I think that's just something she gravitated to on her own. Like I said, she was all about the storytelling of
country
music.
That's what's unique to that genre.
And that, yeah, and that's what she, you know, loved about it. So she tried other genres, mm-hmm. you know, but country music was just in her heart.
Mm. When you look at, you know, a roster of the charts and all of that, and you don't see a lot of girls who look like, you don't see a lot of girls, period. And then you don't see a lot of girls who look like Tierra. Were you concerned about that? Would you, in the beginning stages, kind of think, well, maybe she ought to go do pop or something else?
No. I always told her to go for her dream. But of course, it was a concern of mine mm-hmm. that she wouldn't make it because of, you know, she looks different. But, I wanted her to be who she was. Mm-hmm. So I wanted her to go for a dream. Because you never know, you know? If Absolutely. You don't try it,
yeah.
you don't know.
And to pave the way. And yeah. But I was thinking about it earlier. There's other, you know, for example, Black males in the industry that have the Charlie Prides and the Darius Ruckers mm-hmm. and people who, you know, have made waves and chart success and all of that. But Tierra really has an opportunity to pave that road.
She does. She yeah. does, and she's definitely going to do it. I think it's so funny because I think she's going to be the Beyonce of country music.
Ooh, speak it, live it, right? Be it. I love it. Yes, she's got the whole package. First of all, her voice is the sweetest voice ever. I love her sound. And then, I mean, she's a diva. She is beautiful. She's got the whole thing.
Yeah, she's got the package, yeah. and I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah. Yeah. So this started picking up. It became more serious. At what point did, you know, coming to Nashville and trying to, I mean, you guys probably didn't know a whole lot about the music industry and how all mm-hmm. of that worked. So what were some of the first steps that you guys as a family took to learn more about what would this take for Tierra to do this professionally?
When she had us up and down the road, everything that she would book, whether it be rights or, performances or whatever in here in Nashville, she did the research all on her own. And she would just come to us and she was like, "Okay, I need to be in Nashville for this, this, and this, and this." And we're like, "Okay." So we were up and down the road.
Had she made some connections at this point with people?
Oh yeah. She reached out to people.
So she worked all that herself.
All on her own. Mm-hmm. We did nothing other than get her to where she needed to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were coming up and down the road, sometimes in a day, sometimes we would spend the night, but sometimes it was getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, getting here, letting her do whatever she needed to do, and back to Birmingham that evening. And so we just got to the point where it was just like, you know what? Yeah, we need to make this move.
Wow. Yeah. And I think it speaks so highly to you and your husband that you guys made a choice that impacted your entire family. It's not like Tierra's an only child right. and you're like, okay, we can work anywhere. We're going to go do this. But you picked up all four girls, you and your husband moved to this area so that Tierra could pursue her dream. I cannot imagine what that meant to her.
Well, she appreciates it. I mean, she did everything she could to get to Nashville. My oldest daughter, she stayed back in Birmingham. She was doing her thing. So, yeah, I picked up the two youngest ones who were at that time in elementary school. And I pulled them out of school. And I retired. I homeschooled. And we made the move to Nashville.
Wow.
So that Tierra could do her thing.
What was your career?
I was in the federal government. I was a claims authorizer at Social Security.
Okay. And so you retired, came here. Yeah. Did you have to talk your husband into that, or was he all for it too?
No. They actually had to talk me into it because I was so afraid. I had worked all my life.
Yeah. Yeah. To walk away from your job.
So to walk away after 27 years of the federal government, they were like, Mom, go ahead and retire. I had the time, you know, I had the age and everything. It was early retirement, but they were like, let's just do this. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, let's just do this.
I think.
Let me think about it. But, you know, I'm glad that I did. I'm glad that I did. God set everything in order. The timing was right because the early retirement only comes around once a year where you can actually do it. So it was that time.
That time.
And I was like, okay, God, if this is not what I'm supposed to do, show me something different. It was so smooth sailing for everything.
Yeah.
Even for homeschooling the girls. You know, I didn't know what I was doing. This was new. I had to do the research for it. But all of that fell into line with them as well.
That's pretty awesome.
And they were happy about it too. They wanted to be homeschooled. So,
So everyone was on board and supporting the dream. Does some of it go back to that young Natasha that would have loved it if a family said, oh, let's go and do this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I wish I had the confidence that she has. I do.
Yeah.
At a younger age, but.
So what are some of the things that you consult her on? I've heard her say, no one can do my hair like my mama can.
Yeah.
Do you have fun, like maybe helping to pick out outfits for different things or some of the things I don't get to do as a boy mom? What do you get to enjoy?
I do. I love the fact that I can be there to help her, especially with the hair. Of course, with four girls, you're going to learn how to do hair. So I used to want to do hair as well. But of course, you know, I was working a 9-to-5 and I couldn't go to school for hair. But helping her do that was awesome, to be there for her. Picking out the outfits, I love it when she calls me and be like, okay, Mom, so what do you think of this? Now, a lot of times I'm on FaceTime, so I would love to be there with her, but I'm on FaceTime and I'm like, yeah, that outfit looks good. But to be able to do that and for her to come to me and ask me for my opinion means a lot.
Oh, I bet. I bet that's a fun part of it for you. And then you and your family, you guys are on the road. Y'all, anything you can get to, you'll pick up the girls and y'all will go to, right?
Absolutely. So with my girls being 19 and 17, years old and driving, you know, and doing their own thing. It's just me and my husband now. So it's like, hey, we're going to Tierra's show in XYZ. We'll be back.
So it's gotten a little easier now to go. Why is it important for you to be at and to take part and get to enjoy some of the success that Tierra's seeing?
Gosh, because I just want to support her and I want to be along for that journey. I love seeing her perform. I mean, I try not to cry on a lot of the things that she almost brought me to tears at the Opry the other day because she changed up Cowgirl. And I had never heard that version before. And I'm backstage like almost in tears. So I just love to hear her sing.
Yeah. Tell me about that first time she played the Opry. I know that's special for every family.
That was so special because I think when she was in middle school, they did a field trip and to the Opry.
Oh, they came up to Nashville and did the Opry?
And she stood in the middle and she said, Mom, one day I'm going to be singing my song in this circle.
Wow.
So the very first time that she did the Opry, full circle.
You were a pedal, weren't you?
Oh, gosh. I was no good.
I was no good. I love that.
No good. I was like, this is really happening.
Did you stand in the wings or in the audience, like in a pew?
So the very, no, for her debut, we went out in the audience. Mm-hmm. But all of her performance after that, we're normally in the wings.
And she plays it quite a bit. Do you go?
She does. Every single time.
Not missing that.
We don't miss it.
Yeah.
We don't miss it.
What are some other proud moments as mom or things that she's done that you have, like maybe things you just did not want to miss or maybe that surprised you?
Oh, wow. So she did Real Country, where she sang on Shania's team.
And that was a reality show that was on what network for a little while? Do you remember?
I don't remember the network.
Did she have to audition for that or was she asked to take part in that?
Shania invited her.
Oh, okay. What was that like for you guys?
Ooh, that was wonderful. Just seeing her out there doing her thing.
At what stage, this is before she signed to a major record label mm-hmm. and all the things, right? Mm-hmm. So this was very early on.
Yes.
Was she in that first year of college?
No, we had moved here.
Oh, you were already living here when
yeah,
that
we were already living here when that happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so Shania, how did Shania know about Tier?
I don't even know how Shania knew. I don't know. Well, so they did have to go in a room and sing and somewhat audition.
Okay.
And the judges got videos of all the contestants.
Okay.
But Shania wanted her on her team.
That's
and
awesome.
From what I understand, they fought for her.
Oh.
Or she fought for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
So, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. All that whole thing was a great experience as well.
That's neat.
Yeah.
So you set it up perfectly, but you talked about your love for Dolly Parton as a young girl. And through Tierra, you got to meet her.
I did.
To know all about this.
Oh my gosh. She called me on the phone one night and she said, Mom, are you ready? Are you ready? And I'm like, girl, what are you talking about?
Where are we going? What are we doing?
Right. She was like, are you sure you're ready? She was like, I'm going to meet Dolly Parton. And I just screamed. I think she has a video of it. And I do believe she's posted it on her TikTok or her Instagram or something like that. And I'm like, girl, are you kidding me? So she was like, Mom, I don't have all the details yet, but when I get all the details, I'll get them to you. And I was like, okay, hurry up. I'm nervous. I'm like, we're really going to meet Dolly Parton? So, yeah.
So it wasn't just that she was going to get to meet Dolly Parton.
But she was definitely going to bring Mom along. Because that was one of the things that I told her before her career. I was like, look, if you ever get to meet Dolly Parton, I have got to be there. I don't care what you got to do, but you got to get Mama there. And so she knew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what was the circumstance? Back. Where and when and what was that like to meet her?
I don't remember where we were, what location we were at. But I tell you, when we got there, I'm always nervous, but I was really nervous. Dolly walked past the room.
Where you guys
just
were waiting?
Typical fan. We were in a room and they were supposed to have closed our door, but they didn't. And so she walked past the door. And oh my gosh, I just thought I was going to pass out. But you know, it amazes me with Tierra because she plays it so cool and so calm. Mm-hmm. And it was a panel of people that were asking, you know, Dolly questions or whatever. She was so just calm. She said she was nervous. I'm like, girl, I couldn't tell because I was nervous and I didn't even. Wasn't even talking to her, you know.
Even giddier than she
but
was,
just
right?
Seeing her was, that was amazing.
But you did that get to meet her?
I did.
Yes.
I did. And take pictures with her. I did.
That's so fun. Yeah. So that probably ranks at the top of the opportunities you've had with her, for sure. What about the songs? Do you have a favorite song? Is there a song that maybe means the most to your family or to you, Mama?
Jesus, my mama, my therapist is... is my favorite song. I like all of her songs.
Of course you do.
Yeah. Alabama Nights was my favorite. Miles was another favorite of mine. But Jesus, My Mama, My Therapist, definitely. And I think she has a lot coming out on this album that I really love.
Yeah. You love the way that her career has evolved and the songwriting. I think that's been a really neat fun part of the journey is, like you said, as moms, like every song is so great. And I think about like the early stuff when he was still a teenager, like, oh, this is amazing. And now you'll go back and listen to it and like, it's so much better.
Yeah, it's so much better. And when we play the old stuff, she's like, Mom, turn that off. And I'm like, no, I like this song. I still love it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it all tells the story and the evolution of, you know, yeah, their growth as an artist. Yeah, that's what I tell her. I was
like, girl, this is your history. This is, you know, this is going to follow you. So. Yeah. Yeah. No.
So, of course, you're loving the new single right now. Tell me about when she either when she wrote it and told you about it or played it for you or kind of how that happened.
When she played it for me, I was like, oh, girl, this is going to be the one right here. I was like, yes, always keep God first. That's one of the things I tell all my girls, mm-hmm. you know. Always keep God first. So Jesus, my mama, my therapist.
It's a good order.
And you got to keep your circle small, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. What's some other advice that you've given her, either just as a mom to a daughter or to her as someone who is experiencing the impact of fame?
If you love good music and good podcasts, you'll love Roots Music Rambler. I'm Jason Falls. My co-host Francesca Folinazzo and I talk to the singers, songwriters, musicians, and more in Americana, alt-country, bluegrass, folk, blues, and beyond. We share our own takes on the latest news in the space and recommend new music for you to explore every episode. Come get to the roots of the music you love. Find us at rootsmusicrambler.com or go wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Roots Music Rambler.
To always be yourself. Never let anybody change who you are. Mm-hmm. Be Tierra and be keep God first in everything that you do. Mm-hmm. I think those are the two most important pieces of advice that I can give her.
Mm-hmm. I liked what you said too, because it ranks up there in my, I guess mom advice or whatever, but keeping your circle small mm-hmm. and the people who know the heart of who you are and not as the person on stage that they see, but really right. the core person whose mm-hmm. values matter.
Right.
I mean, this journey inevitably has ups and downs. I mean, so many careers do, but particularly one that deals with big contracts and getting booked and what you're doing, who you're opening for, who you're not opening for, you know, all the things. How have you relied like on your faith and prayer as a mom on this little bit of a roller coaster ride of a career with her?
One, knowing that she has great faith and she has great people around her.
Good foundation.
Very good foundation. The people that work with her, I know they have her best interests at heart. Mm-hmm. I know that we as parents are going to pray for the decisions that she makes, and she's going to do the same as well. And Tierra knows what she wants, and she's not going to let anybody change that. She'll bring you on. She'll bring you on board. Mm-hmm. But if you're not doing right, you're gone. Just keeping her definitely in prayer, which of course we're going to do with all of our children, but knowing mm-hmm. that she has that foundation of God in mm-hmm. in her heart, and she's going to be successful in that way.
Yeah. Lately, one of the most common questions I get is, do you really love the Barefaced skincare that you talk and you post about? Well, the answer is yes. I've been consistently using a routine that a Barefaced skincare specialist selected for me during my free consultation, and my skin is glowing. The texture has improved, and I love how simple the routine is. Just from following Barefaced founder, nurse practitioner Jordan Harper on Instagram, I've learned so much about my skin and what it needs to look healthier. You too can text one of Jordan's skincare specialist for a complimentary consult and get started on the routine that is best for your skin type. They have a couple of new products that I think you'll be excited to try too, including the Everyday Hero reusable eye patches. We love that Barefaced Girls are big fans of the podcast, so they have offered Got It From My Mama listeners 15% off their first purchase by using the code MAMA15 at checkout. So you moved to Nashville, came here, got settled. She starts focusing, doing the music thing or whatever. Did a boyfriend, a fiance, a husband, did that come out of the blue or you saw that coming?
No, we actually saw that coming. He was there in the beginning.
They were just friends, right?
They were just friends.
Yeah, I love the story of how they met and he helped her. Yes. With
yeah, he started helping her with her camera and photos, videos, and stuff like that. So they met when she was in high school.
Oh, they met when she was in high school. Oh, okay. So so in the early days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He was actually going to TSU.
Gotcha.
That was, it was his first year at TSU. So it didn't come out of the... out of the blue.
He'd been around a bit.
Yeah. And it's so funny because when I met his parents, we realized that we knew each other prior because our daughters danced at the same dance studio. I put Tierra in just about everything. I put her in gymnastics. I put her in dance. I put her in everything.
Okay.
But my other daughters as well, they were dancing at the studio.
Gotcha.
And so his sister was dancing at the same studio. So when we met, I was like, I know you from somewhere. And she was like the same way. And we realized that, yeah, we went to the same dance studio.
So she's talked about how they, you know, they were friends for quite a while before. Did you see something more there yourself? Little mama intuition?
As time went on, I did. They were so close. They always talked. They were always on FaceTime. she could be in the kitchen making something for her sisters to eat when she was watching them. He's on the phone. So no, it was not a surprise that this is where it was going.
There.
he was always there.
Did you have fun doing the wedding planning and all of that, whether it was gorgeous?
It was a beautiful wedding.
And then the wedding was featured in People magazine.
Yeah.
That's kind of a big
deal.
And
you know, I didn't even know that that was going to happen until the picture came
out. Oh, really? So you found out about that afterwards?
Found out afterwards.
Oh, yeah. That's really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we found out about a lot of things after the fact. I don't know why my baby does us like that, but she's like, Mom, I'm just so busy. So she's like, okay, we get it.
So you have to kind of stay glued to the social media if you want to know what's going on.
Yeah. And we talk every day, if not every other day. But we talk as mom and daughter, you know?
Yeah.
So a lot of the business part of it doesn't come. I kind of have to ask her, hey, Tierra, what's going on? What are you doing next? You know, what I need to put something in the calendar. And
but what are some other opportunities that you're looking forward to with her?
I'm looking for her to go on tour.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to going on tour.
And then you'll hit as many of those dates as you can, I
bet. Absolutely. As many as I can, I'll be there.
What would you say that Tierra got from her mama?
Her voice.
There you go. That's right. I feel like we need to change the settings on the mic and have Mama sing because there's talent in there. There's talent in there.
Please don't do that.
What would you do if Tierra ever brought you out on stage to sing with her?
Oh, my goodness. She would definitely have to prepare Mama before that.
So you couldn't do it spontaneously?
Oh, no. No.
But you said you're a worrier and you get nervous, so I think she might need to surprise you.
She can't do that. She can't do that. She's going to have to prepare Mom. Definitely. I still have that, you know, fear that I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get out there and mess it up. No, you're going to have to give Mama time to practice.
If I were to ask your husband, who happens to be sitting over here today, what Tierra got from her mama, what would he say?
He's probably going to say her looks.
Her looks. Well, that's the first thing I said when you walked in the door. My gracious. I do think y'all look so much alike. Yeah. Does she have any quirky mannerisms or anything that y'all ever hear are similar?
Yeah, she has some little personalities that come out.
Only the good things though, right?
Yeah, only the good things. But and when I say personalities, I mean like different voices. Like she and I have this thing where we talk in our English voices.
Oh, are you going to give us a little sample of that?
I mean, when we talk on the phone, it's always, look, so hello, Tierra. How are you today? How are you? You doing all right? And we have a conversation like that. So that's our little thing.
We go back to Downton Abbey or The Crown or something, right?
Yeah.
You guys,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's so cute. That's fun. Yeah. Do you get to all be together a lot?
We do. But I do definitely try to do Sunday dinners like once a month mm-hmm. to get us all mm-hmm. together as a family, which I haven't done in a couple of months, but she's been very busy with
right.
So I haven't been able to do that, but we get together as much as we can.
Well, thank you so much. This has been really fun to talk about, and I'm excited to watch her success and for this to grow. And I love that Tierra and Connor get to be label mates. Yeah. The whole thing. So two really young, talented people with bright futures ahead. Yeah. So
can't
good
wait
job,
to
Mama.
See where she goes. Thank you.
Go listen to Tierra's new single, Jesus, My Mama, My Therapist. It is so good. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you are enjoying it, maybe your friends would too. Help us grow by sharing your favorite episodes. We'll meet you back here next week. I want to share with you a miracle skincare product that works overnight. Just kidding. If anyone says that to you, run. Skincare takes time and consistency. However, let me tell you about Barefaced Toning Pads. They don't work overnight, but you can start seeing results as soon as 2 weeks after using them. Okay, so who needs them? Everyone. They're skin smoothing pads that help prevent breakouts, remove dull, dead skin, and improve the absorption of your skincare products. Basically, they reveal a more even, healthy glow with every swipe. They're Barefaced's best-selling products with over 2,000 five-star reviews and over 200,000 units sold just in 2022. So a fan favorite to say the least. They literally could not keep these toning pads in stock for the first 2 years after they launched. So if you are looking for an easy first product to get started with, this is a must-have in your routine. Don't forget, you can use the code MAMA15 to get 15% off your first Barefaced purchase.